Neil Diamond, Love on the Rocks. It's Sunday morning, it's BBC Wiltshire. It's coming up to 10 to 11 now. Well, last night was a big night in community theatre circles across the county. Acting companies from across Wiltshire have been competing over the last 3 days in the annual Harold Jolliffe One Act Play Festival at the Swindon Arts Centre. 12 plays over 3 days, both youth or adult, comedy or drama, new writing or published plays, all performed in front of an audience and an adjudicator whose job it is to decide the winning play. And this year, that difficult task fell to Salisbury-based Sonia Woolley.
And the winner of the Betty Peck Rose Bowl for the winning play, which will also go forward and represent you further up in the festival, are OTT with invitation to your party.
A popular winner, no doubt. And we've got to say congratulations to the director of OTT, Nancy Heath, who joins me in the studio this morning.
Good morning, Graham. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you so much for coming in. It was a good night last night, wasn't it?
It was an exceptional night last night. Yes, thank you.
Did you expect to win?
I was completely gobsmacked. I really didn't expect to win. The standard was pretty high, and I sat in the back of the auditorium thinking, oh, well,
part that counts. And so when Sonia announced OTT, how did you feel?
Well, OTT is OTTC, which is the Old Town Theatre Company based here in the Arts Centre, and I just leapt to my feet. It was embarrassing how... how bad it was. I jumped up and ran down the auditorium to collect the winning trophy, and it was, I wish I was had a bit more decorum, but I'm afraid I lost it completely and just ran down screaming, yes, yes.
But isn't that the best way to win something, when you're not expecting it? And yeah. It's such a lovely surprise.
I still can't believe it this morning.
Well, I understand that BBC Wiltshire's very own Ashley Heath played a part in the play too.
Yes. In my production of Invitation to a Party, there are two couples who are trapped in a lift, but there's a fifth character, which is just a man who gets trapped with them. And I needed a man. So I did troll around among the rest of our members and nobody was available. So we begged and pleaded, and Ashley played the man and played it brilliantly.
Clearly. Well, he's as well as a brilliant reporter with us here at BBC Wiltshire, he's an outstanding actor. I've seen some of his work. He's absolutely superb. Tell us about the play.
Well, it is, like I said, it's based on Millennium Eve. They're in Millennium Eve.
Yes.
They're on their way to the Millennium Eve Party of the Century, which is on the 33rd floor of a hotel, and the lift breaks down. But the two couples involved have a bit of a history together, and this is all revealed during this time. And it is really a humorous piece, and we had constraints of a very, very restricted area, so that was quite a challenge for us. It was very difficult for actors to be seen in that tiny little space of a lift, but they just managed it brilliantly, and we had them climbing all over each other, and it was just fantastic. They did a brilliant job.
And the audiences enjoyed it as well, obviously.
The moment that my characters entered, because the two women are accidentally wearing the same dress, that was it. The audience started laughing from their entrance before they even said a word.
That's wonderful, isn't it? It really is. Did I play a part in your play at all?
You actually did play a part. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Were the voice of my Millennium Eve DJ. So that was quite funny. And when Sonia was doing her adjudication, she said, wow, didn't they do well with six people in that lift? And we all looked around and went, there were only five when she counted you.
Oh, I wasn't even there.
No.
Fantastic. Oh, well, look, congratulations. What happens next now for this play?
Well, we very happily move on to the next round of the AETF, which is All England Theatre Festival, which is in, it's the Mercia Division Final, which is Saturday the 17th of April. And it's this year going to be in a new venue, the Theatre on the Hill at St. John's School. Brand new venue. Really looking forward
lovely,
to that.
Yes.
And we get to, we and also the runners-up, which were Whole Hog Production, which did a fantastic show.
I've met Whole Hog before.
They're really good, aren't they? Yeah. They go with us, so both of us go on to compete in the next round.
Okay, so if we captured people's imagination this morning with the description of the play, if people would like to come along and see that, they can do that on that night.
Yes, they can. During the day, I think you can get a hold... I can give a telephone number for that.
Yeah, so it's like a box office number.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's 01672 516 156.
Okay, 01672
516.
Yep.
156.
That's lovely. Okay. And the big night in Marlborough at the new theatre, Theatre on the Hill, St John's School, is the 17th of April. And you can see the winning production and the Whole Hog production, which was called Last Supper, who came second. That's fantastic. Nancy, congratulations, congratulations.
Thank
really
you very
good.
Much, Graham.
And to your cast as well.
Oh, yes. They're still elated. We're all elated and exhausted.
Sure you are. Well, many congratulations. What else have you got coming up in the Old Town Theatre? Company to look
well, actually, it's a bit of a tight season for us at the moment. We have another production in 2 weeks' time, which is called Knock and Wait, and it's by an author called Jonathan Mee, and it is really a schoolyard farce. That will be the 25th and the 27th of February at the Arts Centre.
Superb. All right. Back to bed, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Thanks for coming in to see us this morning. Nancy Heath, and
thank
congratulations
you.
Again. Well done.